Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is Stone bringing us back. We wish Mr. Jagger well. Recovery. He's still rocking though after all these years. Welcome, just like me, still rocking after all these years. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Rick Maurer, author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? One of the best titles of one of my favorite books that I've ever had. And he's our good friend. He's our change expert. And the world is beating the path to his door to get them to help him, help them with the change, how to not only manage it, accept it, but also to lead it. The 21st century, Rick, everything's moving so fast. By the time you manage change, you're already being run over. You got to lead. You got to be out front, don't you?
You do, yeah. And also the old ways that we used to do it, which were methodical and thorough and that. I mean, we just don't have that kind of time.
That was a nice trip down memory lane,
wasn't
it?
But we need to... I'm sorry?
That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
No, really, it was. When a model, you could create a model and dine out on it for 5 years. Or maybe a generation. Who knows what it was. Today, the compression of time, the technology, Moore's Law has now compounded so many times that the next step isn't another million, it's another 100 billion, you know, bits a second. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so that's the reason why this is compression of time is moving so fast. And you were telling us in the previous segment how to value energy. If everything you just said requires there to be energy behind any change that you make. And I wonder, there's another thing that you've been working on that I wanted to bring into the subject, our topic, and that is what could that energy look like? And part of the energy, as you alluded to last time, as you've taught us many times before, part of that energy could be a stakeholder, that either one or more of the group really taking this change on as their own. But the other is, if they don't have the resources they need, then this thing's going to fizzle, isn't it? So you have to ask them about that, don't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, first of all, the key phrase that you just used was taking the change on as their own. And so there are a couple of things that we need to do as the leaders. And one is absolutely provide the resources and also provide a hands-on. In some ways, a hands-off. They need to know that we've actually delegated that to them. We're right there to provide help, to provide air cover, to provide resources, but that we really are saying, take it on as your own. And that's a powerful thing to say to someone when they actually believe us. Mm-hmm. But if we keep coming in and second-guessing, or on Tuesday morning, I come by your office and say, you know, Jim, I had some thoughts about that idea I gave you yesterday. And then Wednesday I came in with another. Suddenly, I mean, your energy just goes. You go, might as well wait for the boss to come by today and see what kind of changes
right.
he made.
Why did he woke up with this morning?
Yeah, and that's tiny stuff in some ways, and yet it can have a huge outsized impact.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's a little – one of the tricks that you and I've talked about that I've tried to do around here is to tell my people when I give them a project or an assignment, when I give them a job, I say, okay, this is your work, this is what you do, but there are going to be some things, you won't be able to do your job unless you get some things from me. In this operation, I have to provide you with certain elements of your work or you can't complete it. And so with regard to that, I work for you. With regard to the things you need from me to do your job, I work for you. Now eventually, you're going to do it all and report back to me with the whole package. But in the meantime, I work for you, and you can knock on my door, bang on my door. You can fuss at me all you want. Hey, boss, I don't have what I need to do my job, and you're holding me up. What you going to do about it? You have the ability to do that.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely perfect. I mean, I can imagine if when I was an employee, if a boss had said that to me, that would be like catnip.
I know.
I love to run on my own. And if I feel like there's a structure there and it feels important, man, that's all I need. And I know that I can call you. That's absolutely perfect.
Well, and then, of course, you're... Go ahead, Rick.
Well, no, that kind of conversation, if that were to take place, like, right at the beginning, I mean, how long does that take? That takes 5 minutes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be... It just sets the stage for, I report to you now, so go do it. There's just a lot wrapped up in what you were saying.
But you got to walk the talk, though. I mean, you got to deliver. When they show up and they complain, you got to say, "You're right. I'm sorry. I'll have this to you right away." Because I mean, truly, in this case, I'm holding my company up. If I don't get them what they need, they can't help me move the company along. But you've got this great list in a blog post that you did on delegating leadership, this great list of resources, things you have to ask them specifically. Do you need people? Do you need money? Do you need access to me? How much time do you need? How is this going to affect what you already have to do to keep the company going? These are things you need to be specific about, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I use that list a lot. If I'm working like with middle managers and that say, hey, you know, take these to your boss, you know, and say, hey, I read this. This guy wrote it, so it must be something to it. So you don't have to take the blame for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the kind of things you ought to have a conversation about, and they really don't take that much time, but they set the stage. I mean, it lets you know
lets you know how much you're imposing on them, too, whether what your requests are or way too much. Rick Maurer. M-A-U-R-E-R is how you spell his last name. We'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.